At 130,000 residents, New Haven, Connecticut is a small city, which makes its recent building boom especially notable. Over half a dozen luxury apartments have been built in under a decade, with more to come. Until now, the apartments were built on parking lots or old commercial space. But with the upcoming renovation of an old downtown hotel, New Haven will trade in affordable housing for high-end visitors. Caroline Lester has the story.
That sound you're hearing? It's the sound of the oldest hand-operated elevator in Connecticut. The elevator lives in the Duncan Hotel. It's been running since 1917. The Duncan has been a 19th-century boarding house, a dorm for Yale students, and, until last weekend, a single-room occupancy hotel, or SRO. That hotel was one of the few affordable housing options left in downtown New Haven.
I lived in New Haven all my life. I was born in Grace, New Haven, with 2 teeth in my mouth in the nursery.
2 teeth?
Mm-hmm, as my mother said.
Dolly Harris was one of the last 8 residents who still lived in the hotel. I talked to her in the lobby. There's a black and white checkered floor, old upholstered armchairs, and outside, a 3-story tall, neon vertical sign. The hotel radiates a fading, shabby glamour. Dolly liked the Duncan, her favorite part of living here.
Sitting right here. Looking at everybody come in.
Back in September, 39 residents lived here long-term. They paid by the week or the month, had their own rooms, and shared bathrooms or kitchens. Some had lived there for more than a decade. Now, those residents have left. The Duncan Hotel has a new owner, an out-of-towner from Chicago. He plans to turn the Duncan into a high-end hotel. He'll keep the neon sign, the elevator, and as much of the old-world charm as he can. And if his other hotels are any indicator, he'll also charge at least 3 times the current nightly rate. The Duncan's purchase, where low-income housing will be replaced with a high-end hotel, marks one of the clearest examples of gentrification in New Haven's recent history. But Ed Madison, who serves as chair of the New Haven City Planning Commission, says it was just a matter of time.
New Haven is flourishing. It's downtown. It's doing very well. All sorts of people are moving into very expensive apartments. My goodness, how can they afford them?
The sale could have been a disaster for the residents of the Duncan. There are currently no city laws that protect SRO housing from development or help residents transition. Instead, the hotel owners offered to pay for moving expenses, security deposits, and help the residents find new homes. But Madison says that the residents' new homes will be far away from where they used to live.
A lot of people are on Social Security disability, or they work, and they can afford something. But if they want to stay in New Haven, they won't find it.
The market rate for a studio apartment in New Haven is $1,100 a month, which is unaffordable for somebody who lives off supplemental security income or disability, programs that usually pay between $700 and $1,200 a month. And to Madison, that's a bad thing.
The problem of economic diversity in downtown is serious. We don't want our downtown to be a monoculture of all the same kind of people taking the same train in the morning to New York or Stamford.
With the loss of the Duncan, New Haven only has 1 SRO building left. And many housing experts agree, SROs are a good option for single, low-income renters. That's prompted a reevaluation. Mayor Tony Harp recently announced that she's planning to expand New Haven's SRO housing stock, though it's unclear when. As for Dolly Harris, she moved to Fairhaven, a neighborhood a couple of miles from the hotel. It's also a couple of miles from her church, right down the street from the Duncan. She uses a cane, and I asked her if transportation will be more difficult for her now that she's further away from downtown.
I have no problem with it. You know, I take the bus anyway, so.
And her church is a van that will pick her up at her new house on Sundays and Wednesdays for choir practice. As for the Duncan, the SRO officially shut its doors on November 11th. Caroline Lester, WSHU News.